Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME. I'm Catherine, C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E, DeWitt, D-E-W-I-T-T. Catherine DeWitt is a 59-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 12-12-13. At that time, she stepped down on ice, coming down the stairs outside of a client's residence. These were five concrete stairs. Period. She evidently fell and believes she injured her right shoulder, comma, contused her right hip, comma, and the left side of her lower back. Period. She was seen at Capital Regional Health, the emergency room, the same day. Period. She had further evaluation, leading to diagnoses of chronic back pain. Period. She did undergo shoulder replacement in May 2022. Period. A spinal cord stimulator trial was of no help. Period. She continued to receive unspecified treatment at this juncture. Period. New paragraph. Insert the summary, deleting many paragraphs that I have marked out and making some other corrections, such as using the percentage sign instead of the word percentage. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed multiple healed surgical scars. Period. There was a long scar along the right medial epicondyle, where there was a 5-inch by 1-inch left inner crease scar in the right antecubital area. She attributed to an intravenous infection. Period. This was actually on the left upper extremity. Period. At the left shoulder, there was a 1.5-inch anterior open scar, and at the right, a 4-inch oblique open scar. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Right shoulder abduction and flexion were 115 degrees, but motion was otherwise full in all independent spheres. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to the waist level. Paired motion of the left shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers, was full on all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Paired mani muscle testing was 5-5 for resisted right elbow extension and shoulder abduction, but was otherwise 5-5. Period. She was tender to palpation about the right acromion clavicular joint and posterior aspect of the shoulder, but there was none on the left. Shoulder maneuvers, she had positive Hawkins and near impingement maneuvers on the right, which were negative on the left. The rest of that is normal, extremities lower. Inspection revealed bilateral bunions, but no other bony or soft tissue abnormalities. Period, left hip motion was full, but extension elicited low back tenderness. Period, motion of the hips, knees, and ankles was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period, manual muscle testing was 4/5 for resisted left plantar flexor strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Hips and pelvis normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She was able to stand on her heels and toes. Period, she changed positions fluidly and was able to squat to 55 degrees and rise. Period, she was tender to palpation at the lumbosacral junction, as well as the right sacroiliac joint, but not the left. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 80 degrees and left at 75 degrees. Elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. The rest of that is normal. Impressions on 12-12-13. Catherine DeWitt slipped and fell down some stairs at the home of a resident. Period. I am not in receipt of her early contemporaneous treatment notes. Period. She did have numerous medical evaluations done during the period covered in the supplied records. Period. She did undergo numerous diagnostic studies and surgical procedures. period. Insert the right shoulder surgeries here. New paragraph, you have advised me of her prior awards and reopeners to be inserted as marked. New paragraph, the current exam found there to be decreased range of motion about the right shoulder, paired with multiple healed scars about both upper extremities. Paired Hawkins and air impingement maneuvers on the right were positive. Paired there was mild weakness and resisted right shoulder abduction and elbow extension. Paired she had full range of motion of the lower extremities, including the hips. Paired there was full range of motion about the lumbar spine. Paired neural tension signs were negative. Paired new paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back or right hip. Paired at the right shoulder, there's 15% permanent partial total disability. Period. And that is the end.